Michael, is this the most important series you've ever played in?
It's a very important series, there's no doubt about it. I'm as excited as I have been, Jim, but I've been lucky enough to play in a few Ashes series, so I don't want to disregard any of those series. And I've been a part of World Cup campaigns and a lot of great cricket, so but I'm as excited as I have been in my career.
But given where Australia's come from, an ordinary performance in India to this, it's significant, isn't it, that you pick up the pace and get into the game?
Oh, look, there's no doubt we need to improve from our performance in India. I think everybody has acknowledged that over the past few months. But we're excited about what lies ahead. We know we're in for a tough challenge, but we're certainly up for it.
From a personal viewpoint, though, to come here after the drubbing Australia had in Australia, It must be satisfying to think that at some point you could be in a position where you're going to win the series.
Well, that's the goal. Our goal is to win every single test match we play, and these five tests are no different. But the only way to get there is to stay focused on today, you know, what's right in front of us. And I think, you know, what I've asked of the players is over the past 2 months is to make sure you're as well prepared as you possibly can be. The boys have certainly done that, and I couldn't be happier with the way everybody is trained and prepared. Now it's about going out and playing the great game of cricket and enjoying every single bit of it. I think that's all you can do. I don't think it's worth putting any extra pressure on yourself or having too high expectations from within. If you go and play your natural game, play with freedom, I'm very confident that we as a team will be successful.
Are you a more relaxed team since the change of coach?
I think we're more relaxed because our preparation has been spot on, to be honest. We've had time to prepare. We've had time to see the English conditions. We know our opposition inside and out. I think the boys are just really keen to get out onto the field and start. So, I certainly won't be disrespecting Mickey Arthur in any way. I think he was a fantastic coach and did a lot for this team and has played a big part in our preparation, leading to tomorrow, to this test match. But, on the other hand, it's been nice to have Darren around as well, because I played a lot with Darren as a young man and he helped my game a hell of a lot, and it's nice to have him around and be able to talk cricket with him again.
There seems to be a little of expectant anxiety with England because people are saying they're favourites. Does that help you in any way?
We've tried to not take too much notice of it, to be honest. I guess you probably have to ask that question to Alistair Cook and the England team, but to us, there's no doubt we know we're the underdogs in the series. We know we have to beat our best to have success, but it's a challenge that if you don't look forward to this, you're playing the wrong sport.
It's been very hot, looks very dry. What do you think of that pitch? Is it going to last the distance? I mean, the conspiracy theorists would say it's all set up for Graham Swan.
I think spin will certainly play a part. I think the wicketers look ready to go for the last 2 days. So I think reverse swing and spin are going to be the two key factors in this test match.
And at the moment, what do you make of that pitch? It's looked like you could have played on it a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's dry and I think we could have started a couple of days ago. What they've tried to do is keep it covered as well throughout the day because we've had some beautiful sunshine here in England. We didn't know what to expect in regards to wickets. The last two four-day matches we've played as a team have been very flat, dry wickets, so at least we've had some preparation on those pitches. With our young, talented, fast bowlers, I don't blame England for cutting the grass off the wicket.
Inexperience cost us at times during the last Ashes series over here. How are you going to try and overcome that going into this series with some of your batsmen and bowlers?
Well, I think we have experience. I think everybody's played in these conditions, whether for Australia A in the one-day format or a few of us have played Test cricket here. It's no different to travelling around the world and playing in other countries. You need to adjust, you need to adapt, and fortunately we've had plenty of preparation time, so all the guys are very comfortable, have seen the conditions and know what we're in for.
You've played your cards close to your chest with the naming of the team, or the not naming of the team. What's the reason for that?
Look, I think right now it's important that the players know what 11 players will take the field tomorrow, but I don't think it's going to hurt anybody to wait an extra day. It's information that's, we just don't see any need right now to give it to anybody else. So we'll announce it at the toss of the coin tomorrow, and you guys might have to wait and have one extra sleep without the 11 players, Jim, but I don't think that's a big deal.
And what's your feeling about a series like this? There are going to be a lot of Australian supporters here, yeah. High excitement and everything else. So what makes it special for you?
What doesn't make it special? Every part of it special. The build-up, the atmosphere, the expectation, the feeling in our camp is very special at the moment. So, you know, we as a squad are just trying to enjoy every single day together at the moment and soak it up, enjoy it. A lot of guys haven't been on an Ashes tour. They're loving it at the moment. They're going to love it more when they get out in the middle and have some success as well.
All right. Well, good luck to you. I hope your body holds up. You're confident about that?
My body will be fine, mate. Thank you.